Most of us have a tendency to seek happiness outside ourselves. We seek support or sympathy from others. We seek love and acceptance from others. We seek respect and approval from others. We seek the assurance of others that we are worthy and lovable as human beings. And the people we have been closest to are those with whom we may form the closest of ties, close family members, lovers, ex-lovers, and most frequently of all, perhaps, our parents. Now, although these links do serve a purpose, let's be clear about one thing. As long as others can still tug at us emotionally and disturb our inner stillness, we are actually giving them our power, rather than realizing our own full, highest potential. At the highest level, I believe all of us are one, but lower level ties are often disempowering because they prevent us from experiencing our own true power. In the following meditation, you are going to find within what you have repeatedly sought to find outside yourself. You are going to disconnect from others and reconnect with yourself, knowing that, as you cut these lower level ties with others, you strengthen yourself, you evolve emotionally and spiritually. In short, you take back your own independence and power, and incidentally give the other person the chance to do the same, so that from now on, in the presence of others, rather than coming from a place of being in need, you'll come from a place of independence and of personal power and choice.
So just relaxing now, sitting or lying comfortably, and just breathe. Any tension just draining away now. And just imagine you can breathe light in through the soles of your feet. That's right. Just imagine that as you breathe light in, all the muscles in your feet are relaxing and letting go. Good. Breathing light in through your calves, your knees, white light. Just imagining that it's easy to do this now. Your thighs, every nerve, every fiber, every tissue in your thighs, relaxing more and more, and letting go now. All those different muscles, all the way up to your hips. And now breathing light into your lower abdomen. Just allowing the light to enter the stomach. Relaxing more and more. And letting go. Feeling safe, comfortable, and secure as you breathe light into your chest, relaxing deeper and deeper now, and feeling all the muscles in your chest just let go now. Giving yourself permission to go even deeper into relaxation. And as you breathe light into your throat, all those muscles in your neck releasing more and more now. As you breathe in this light, focus now on the center of your forehead and breathe white light into the center. Safe, comfortable, and secure. As you breathe light in through the center of your forehead. And now place your attention on the top of your head. And imagine that the top of your head is opening up. And from a distant point in the universe, a shaft of light pours down through the top of your head and down and down and down your spine. As if your spine is filled with a pillar of light. And as the light touches your tailbone, it radiates out through the nerves in your lower back. All those muscles relaxing now. Your middle back relaxing more and more. And your upper back and your shoulders. Breathe light into your shoulders now. And just imagine any tension or tightness releasing as you breathe light into those muscles. And feel your upper arms relaxing as you breathe light in. Your elbows, your forearms, breathing in the light. And notice how easily those muscles relax now. Good. And now breathe light into your wrists, your hands and fingers, allowing any excess energy just to drain out through your finger. And now just scanning your body for any area of discomfort. And again, breathing light into that area, giving it permission just to relax and let go even more now. That's right. Feeling safe, comfortable, and secure. And whoever you believe in, whether it's Jesus or Buddha, Shiva or Krishna, imagine that this sacred presence is here for you, guiding you now. And if you don't believe in anyone, then maybe take the sun or the mountains, whatever represents a powerful sacred energy for you. Good. Feel yourself relaxing even deeper now. And now imagine that you are walking through a forest, perhaps in the Amazon or elsewhere. And with every step you take, you find yourself going deeper and deeper, looking around you now, and notice your surroundings. Get a sense of this place. Feel the earth beneath your feet as you walk. And listen to the different sounds. Sounds are all around you. and the smell, the smells of this forest. What smells are there here? And with every step you take, you are going deeper and deeper into the forest. And at last you are reaching an open space, a clearing. And here in this clearing, the energy is of a higher vibration. And you might just sense that now in your body, and the sun is shining light down from above. Stand in the middle of this clearing now, and remember that you have come here for a specific purpose: to take back your power, to disconnect from someone you have felt tied to. And as you look up at the sun, you feel a sense of being determined to do that now, to go forward in your life with greater inner strength and independence. Think of a time when you felt absolutely committed to achieving something in your life. Notice how that felt, and feel this commitment to go forward now in every cell of your body. And from a space between the trees, there emerges a figure from your life, your present or your past. Someone with whom you feel an over-connection of some kind. Just go with whoever emerges for you now. Whoever appears, just trust it is the right person. This person has entered the clearing now and is standing in the center. Just walk around the person and notice your sense of being with them. Notice how they look. Touch their body. Notice especially how you feel connected to them. And most people notice that they feel connected by some kind of tie, like a cord of some kind. One or more, binding them to the other person. Notice how you experience yourself as being connected to this person. Where on your body and this person's body is this cord, or these cords, where are they attached to? Is it to the heart, the stomach, the groin, the head, or elsewhere? Notice the quality of this connection. How it looks or feels. And now ask yourself, what am I getting from this connection? What do I want from this connection that will satisfy me? And you may find you want love, security, approval, power, a feeling of being worthwhile, or something else. Just ask your unconscious mind, What is this connection giving me? And now imagine that you are being joined in this clearing by a wiser, higher aspect of yourself, a more evolved, more radiant you. You might want to think of this being as your higher self. Imagine that this is the you that is infinitely loving, wise, and resourceful. This you is of higher vibration and loves you and accepts you for who you are. This you can easily provide what you felt you wanted from that connection with that other person. Feel, see, or sense the presence of this wise, loving being beside you. And then turn back to the other person and become aware once again of the cord or cords that link you. And remember that when we cut ties with someone at the lower level, we are still one with them at the highest possible level. Imagine now that you are being given a very sharp sword or other cutting implement by your higher self. And as you take this in your hand, you begin to sense a wind of pure white energy blowing through the clearing, blowing through the leaves and the branches, blowing all around you and around the other person, pure white energy blowing through this clearing now. So take the sword and cut those cords. Cut the ties with this person right now. And immediately take the ends of those cords that are still attached to you and allow them to reconnect with your higher self at the same place or places in your body. So if the cord was going from your stomach to the other person's stomach, cut the cord and join it to the stomach on the body of your higher self. Do the same with any remaining ties. Cut them and reconnect with your higher self at the appropriate place. Ensuring that all ties are now reconnected with your higher self. And then turn back and notice that the other person has been joined by their higher self and has reconnected their cords to their higher self so that both of you are empowered. Feel how you are giving resources to yourself and feel how it feels to regain your independence. Take back your power, stand up for yourself, come from a place not of need, but of independent choice. Feel that resourcefulness within yourself. Feel your connection with your higher self strengthening even more. And whatever you needed from the connection you had with the other person, feel or see yourself receiving this now from your higher self. And notice how good that feels. Allow the love to flow between you and your higher self, developing this connection even more. Sending love to your higher self and allowing your higher self to send love to you. Giving love and receiving love. And then imagine that you can actually step into your higher self and become your higher self, this being of radiant light. And just do that now. Feel these feelings of being strong within, powerful, loving, secure. Feel the tremendous wisdom you have as your higher self. Feel the self-love, self-acceptance, self-approval. All of these within you now. Just allowing yourself to feel this. Feel how tremendously resourceful this you is and does not need to make lower level connections to other people. Feel the independence and freedom that this gives you. And then step out of your higher self, taking those feelings and those resources with you, knowing your higher self is always there for you, always. And imagine you are leaving the clearing now and continuing on your journey. Just imagine that it's a week from now. And imagine you can go a week into the future. Get a sense of having lived for a whole week with that resourcefulness within you. Look back over the past week. Notice what you did that was different as you had and felt that resourcefulness. See or feel how you related to others differently since you took back your power. And notice how others responded differently to you. You might have even met or spoken to the person with whom you cut those ties. Notice now how different that was. And notice what other changes you experienced as a result of taking back your power, knowing that this independence and resourcefulness will endure. And now imagine that it's 3 months from now. Notice the difference you have made in your life as a result of taking back your power. How have you related differently, more resourcefully to others over these past 3 months? How strong have you felt within? How have others reacted to you now that you have integrated the sense of independence, of inner strength for 3 whole months? Allow yourself to enjoy these lasting changes and then with a sense of achievement and a real sense of your own inner strength, allowing yourself to come gently back to full awareness now, knowing you can go about your life in the weeks and months ahead with even greater strength. And you may choose to continue to rest and allow these learnings and these resources to integrate further.